This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Maryland State Delegate Don Dwyer, who represents Anne Arundel County in the state legislature in Annapolis. He is among the folks in Maryland calling for the impeachment of Maryland Attorney General Doug Gansler. Gansler said earlier this week that Maryland should recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states. Dwyer says that's the attorney general going outside his bounds of the office to enforce the law and rather instead imposing his own viewpoints on the law. And Mr. Dwyer, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Explain how you became the point man on this. What was it about what the attorney general did that really concerned you?
Well, the problem is that the attorney general has released an opinion that is exactly contrary to current Maryland law. And the issue is that Maryland's current law says only a marriage between a man and a woman will be recognized in this state. So it doesn't say only a marriage that's consummated in this state. It says only a marriage between a man and a woman. And the challenge is now is that he has usurped, essentially, the legislative authority to change Maryland law if that's what the people's representatives decided to have us do. I am the author every year of a constitutional marriage amendment that we refuse to put before the voters of the state of Maryland. And this issue continues to come back year after year. And now, as a result of the Attorney General's opinion, we're now faced with essentially an overturn of Maryland's current law. The challenge now becomes, if we let that stand, there is a horrible precedent that the Attorney General, if he doesn't like a current law, he can simply issue an opinion that has the effect of law. In his own words, an Attorney General's opinion has the effect of law and remains in effect until overturned by the court or taken up by the legislature. Then, not long after he released that opinion, and I publicly announced that I would bring him up on charges of impeachment, he released yet another letter, and that letter revealed that the Maryland Attorney General is unimpeachable and that he cannot be removed by an impeachment process. So now we have the Attorney General under charges of impeachment declaring himself Lord and King of the state of Maryland and claiming that he's unimpeachable. The next thing that happened, and this just happened yesterday, is now the Speaker of the House has publicly stated that he is not going to allow me to bring those charges and that he will gavel me out of order and will not allow me to be recognized to bring the charges before the Maryland General Assembly, even though Article 3, Section 26 of the Maryland State Constitution provides that the House of Delegates shall have the sole power of impeachment in all cases. So here we have an Attorney General who's declared himself unimpeachable, and now the Speaker of the House making himself culpable to the crime in standing in the way of justice and not allowing for a redress of grievance before the General Assembly.
Let's follow up on a couple of the points you made. They're basically both dealing with precedent. Is there a precedent in any way with what Gansler did initially? Let's start there. Has there been an attorney general in the past who simply decided on his own to issue an order that an existing law was no longer the case?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, on that very point, there is a prior attorney general on record right this minute where the same exact question was asked. And the question that was posed by a member of the General Assembly who happens to be a homosexual, the question was, will and can Maryland recognize an out-of-state same-sex marriage? That same question was posed in 2004 by Chairman Valerio of the House Judiciary Committee because of concerns of the Massachusetts court decision recognizing same-sex marriages. The answer at that point came back, absolutely not. Maryland law is clear that only a marriage between a man and a woman is valid in this state. So what Attorney General Gansler has done now is determined on his own that that opinion is null and void, that Maryland law is null and void, and that we are to adhere to his ruling that an out-of-state same-sex marriage is to be recognized for the purpose of benefits by all state agencies and departments. Not long after that, the governor himself released a public statement urging all departments and agencies to abide by the marriage law. He was not referring to the existing law and code. He was referring to the new finding in law by the Maryland Attorney General.
So this goes all the way to the top. If Governor O'Malley agrees with Gansler here. So in terms of your motion on the floor of the state assembly, is this just a matter of the majority not allowing the minority to get something on the agenda, or is this bigger than that?
No, it's much bigger than that. No, it's much bigger than that, because I don't actually have to be on the agenda. What I have to do, there's a portion in our assembly proceedings that are historical, where right after the quorum is taken, the speaker asks, are there any more memorials, petitions, or other papers? And at that point is where I would bring the charge of impeachment. I'm not new to this. I impeached a judge in 2006 before the Maryland House of Delegates. Unfortunately, that judge was not removed, but the charge of impeachment was presented. And the speaker knows very well that I have the authority to do this, but yet is now standing, defending the attorney general, standing on the letter from the attorney general himself, arguing that he cannot be impeached as the basis for the speaker declaring that he will rule me out of order when I bring these charges. I've also been instructed that I'm going to be removed from the assembly by the sergeant of arms if I refuse to acknowledge that I'm not going to be recognized and that I will be ruled out of order.
When will this happen?
We're actually going to release that on Tuesday. We're going to release the date on Tuesday of when this will go down. But it is going to happen. There is quite likely the possibility that I will be removed from the assembly by the sergeant of arms for refusal to accept that I am ruled out of order. I'm going to go down fighting on behalf of the citizens of the state of Maryland. This is an attack on the legislative process. This is an attack on the institution itself. And it's an attack on every member of the legislature, even though they may not realize it, if we allow this to go unchallenged.
Delegate Dwyer, if in fact you're ruled out of order and ultimately removed from the chamber over this issue, and no one apparently in the actual executive branch is willing to do anything about this, what's the plan after that?
I'm actually right now waiting for legal advice on what I can do in the courts to challenge not only the opinion, but the fact that I've not been able to exercise my constitutional right under Articles 12 and 13 of the Maryland Declaration of Rights to bring a grievance before the Assembly.
Well, sir, we will certainly keep track of what happens there. It's been a big issue in this area with all the controversy over how the D.C. government has handled this issue as well.
Exactly right. And I'm not going to let this happen in Maryland without going down in a serious fight over it.
Well, thank you, sir, for your time today. Well, I'm sure we'll be back in touch in the days ahead. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Maryland State Delegate Donald Dwyer, I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.